This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a small engine repair business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.05 acres, more or less, lying at the southwest corner of the intersection of Roads 260 and Roads 258. For the benefit of the commission, I've passed down copies of the survey of the property showing the existing improvements with dwelling in a concrete building. And we did receive three agency comments, which I will summarize. From DelDOT, we received comments on September 11th of 2008. And those comments referenced that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the existing level of service A of Walker Road will not change as a result of this application, and that the existing level of service B of Hudson Road will not change as a result of this application. Now, those comments received in September 08 were actually required prior to them applying for their application. That's why the time difference. From the Sussex Conservation District, we received comments on April 7th of 2010. Those comments reference that there are two soil types on the parcel, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, and that it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. They were received yesterday, April 21st, 2010. And those comments reference that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service, therefore a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Okay, if you would come up, please give us your names and you may have the floor.
Ladies first. I'm Nancy Scull. I live at 16946 Hudson Road in Milton.
Okay.
Raymond Scull, 16946 Hudson Road, Milton.
You know this lady you're with this evening?
I'm sorry?
You know this lady you're with this evening?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Quite well.
Too well sometimes.
thank you for being here this evening. You've heard what our director read into the record. Do you have anything you would like to add at this time?
There will be no construction. The building's already there.
Okay.
There is no running water in it, so I don't see any thing for drainage or septic system or anything like that. What I'm basically doing is lawnmowers, lawn tractors, stuff like that. And all of my surrounding neighbors have signed a petition that they're not against it.
You have that with you?
Yes,
we
do.
Would you hand that up to our council, please? All right, then. Well, I'll tell you what. The normal format is we'll just go around, see if anybody has any questions for you, and then we'll see if anybody from the public wants to speak. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'll try not to ask too many leading questions, but as you may not be aware of, but the commission, when we're considering conditional uses, has the ability to place a number of stipulations or conditions on a project. So some of the questions I'll be asking you are related to that. So if I get two leading counsel, cut me off.
Before you do that, maybe what would be good is if I read what's in the petition into the record, just so you know
okay.
What it says. That, if you don't mind, Mr. Johnson.
If you would, please. I think it'd be beneficial. Go ahead.
It's a petition for Air-Cooled Engine Service Limited with the address. Air-Cooled Engine Service has requested an ordinance to grant conditional use of the property listed above. As our closest neighbors, you are most aware of how little impact our business has on traffic. We are a small engine repair facility only. We do not sell equipment. Approximately 70 to 80% of our business is handled by our picking up and delivering equipment to customers. Please sign the petition stating that you have no objection to the continuing operation of the business listed above. And there's a notice attached of the public hearing, and it's signed by 1, 2, 3, 4, eight different property owners, all based on their addresses, is right in the vicinity of where the property is.
Yeah, all the closest. And there's one additional business that signed there, Brown's Auto Repair, which is just behind us on Walker Road.
I see that, right.
They're immediately adjacent to you, too, right?
There's actually two houses between.
Okay.
Yeah. They're up.
So they went through the same process.
They used to be immediately adjacent.
they went through this process about 10 plus years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, counsel. Do you anticipate having other employees besides yourself?
No.
And what about signage? Typically, the county allows a maximum of 32 square feet on the side.
The sign that's out front on the two posts is probably like that.
It's probably maybe
not very big.
Three by four foot.
And it's not lit.
So you're planning to continue with the same signage?
Oh, yeah, I'm not making it. In fact, I may take it down. The lawnmower business is really good this time of the year.
Maybe appearing and disappearing sign then.
Yeah.
What would you anticipate your hours of operation?
8 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
And are you here because you decided to file an application or because you were cited by the county?
Cited by the county.
Okay.
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
I went to Lewis to get a license.
And Milton.
And they both told me, I asked them, I said, I'm from Pennsylvania. I said, I'm not familiar with the Delaware laws. I want to get a business license. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Is there anything else I need? They both said no. In fact, the gentleman in Milton said, you're already in a zone where there's a business typical to yours, you know, auto repair business. And he said, you're not even in the city limits, so you don't need a license for that. So I have my Delaware state license. All right. So that's what happened.
Yeah, we didn't know we were breaking the law.
I know ignorance to the law is no excuse, but I plead ignorance.
That's all right. We'll forgive you because you're from Pennsylvania. I mean, because you forgot to apply.
I'm used to it.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Call me a transplant.
Mr. Burton.
No questions for me. Thank you.
Mr. Smith.
Just one. Is there anyone in your immediate family that also has an interest in the business that may be continuing this?
No.
Maybe.
Well, my grandson maybe, but I wouldn't
we'll say
etch that in stone. You know.
All right.
Looking for a job, Mr. Smith?
Yeah. Real estate's been slow. Mr. Ross?
I think you got Mr. Smith speechless. No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions.
Okay.
Did Mr. Burton get a chance to ask anything?
No, I had no questions.
He had no questions. Yeah, I have none either. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Okay, thank you. Uh-huh.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1823, Raymond W. and Nancy A. Skull? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1823? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1824, Ellendale Community Civic Improvement Association Incorporated.
Yes, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district and a GR general residential district for a medical center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.85 acres, more or less, lying east of Road 213, 3/4 of a mile south of Route 16. For the benefit of the commission, I will pass down copies of a site plan and go to another. Which shows a proposed drive and access to a proposed 50 by 60 building with related parking. and stormwater management and septic. We did again receive three agency comments. The first one being from the Department of Transportation. It was received on August 8th of 2008. And the comments reference that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the existing level of service A of Old State Road, being Road 213, will not change as a result of this application. We also heard comments from the Sussex Conservation District, received on April 7th, 2010. And those comments reference that there are seven soil types on this parcel, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation after completion of construction, that a portion of the site may flood or pond water, that a tax ditch at the northwest portion of the site may be affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, but that it will be necessary for some on-site drainage improvements. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They were received on April 21st, 2010. Those comments reference that a portion of the site is located in the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District, and a portion is located in the Ellendale Planning Area, that the current system connection charge rate is $7,187 per equivalent dwelling unit, that a portion of parcel 64, shown as the site for the proposed medical center, has not been provided with a connection point, and a gravity sewer is not available at the site's proposed access frontage on Route 213. That the developer will be required to pump to an approved connection point, that extension of sewer service from the site to a connection point will be at the developer's expense, that conformity to the Ellendale Ellendale Wastewater Planning Study of June 2007 will be required, that sewer capacity is anticipated to be adequate for the project, but must be verified, that if a building or a portion of it will be outside of the sewer district, it will be necessary to consider a sewer annexation, that the current sewer district boundary follows Maple Branch, and that a concept plan is required. For the benefit of additional record, gentlemen, the commission conceptually approved the parcel, not for the use, but just the parcel, on March 18th of last year, 2009. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? Yes, sir. Step right up and give us